Now, the plan for Deep South Taco goes back to the City Planning Board's March 7th meeting for a final approval. There has been some truly vocal opposition from some residents near the Hurdle Strip, objecting to everything from outdoor service to an allegedly rigged public meeting. There was even a fight over the proposed patio and the one across the street at another restaurant. Deep South owner Richard Hamilton says he needs the outdoor space to make the books work.
Given the fact that winter is the slowest months of the year for any restaurant, it works out well for me to have a very, very small restaurant. So when I've got 50 customers in the restaurant, it's going to feel very, very busy. But come summer, when everybody wants to go outside and go to the warmth, if I didn't have that outside, I couldn't pay for the debt that the building allowed me to take on and the build-out it's going to require.
In response to questions, Hamilton says there haven't been noise complaints about his other Deep South on Ellicott Street. Some neighbors say the noise from the restaurant will make life very difficult if there are sports fans cheering for the Sabres or another team, even if the TV has the sound turned off. Hamilton says cutting patio space to add on-site parking makes the project difficult economically. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.